Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL, ITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with Price City. Going to kind of wrap up 2020 and then talk about what's going to happen in 2021. A lot of exciting things that are going to go on in the downtown area. And plus, you know, how has Price City as a you know, as a whole kind of made it through, and what they've been doing as far as the pandemic and the coronavirus is concerned. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I really appreciate you having me out and giving us the opportunity to let the community know some of the things that are going on.
The well-informed consumer is always the best one.
That's right. That's right. We have a great community.
So let's start talking about 2020. Of course, it was different for everybody, but you guys have kind of made it through just fine, right?
You know, it was a tough road to hoe, and thanks to a lot of great city employees. I have to give a real shout out to the Price City Finance Department, really providing great information and some projections and things. But the city's made it through so far, and we're hoping for a lot better to come in 2021.
And when we take a time and set aside what really goes on, I mean, we're talking keeping the lights on, keeping the water flowing, those kinds of things. And it kind of went off without a hitch in 2020 for Price City, didn't it?
You know, I think that's a very important thing to talk about, is there are a lot of very important city services. Some people think some are more important than others. But things like safe drinking water, a good sewer system, good electrical system, roads being plowed, cemetery services. There's a lot that goes into these activities, and it was a tough year. Had a few employees out with the coronavirus. Thankfully, they and their families have recovered well. We've had a lot of employees out on restrictions with quarantine, and it's left the crew shorthanded. Police department, fire department responding, you know, whether there's risk factors or not with the responses. And these people have really stepped up and served the community well through the pandemic, as well as just in general. So it sounds, hopefully it doesn't sound too condescending, but I'm really proud of all the employees. The elected officials have done a great job providing the tools necessary, the budget necessary to keep things going. And, you know, with some thankfulness, some of the revenues that spiked down in the early beginnings of the pandemic rebounded pretty well. And the city's, you know, not setting the world on fire, but the city's in a pretty decent position, and employees are working hard, and we're proud of them for being essential workers, as it were.
And now that we're into 2021, let's talk about some of the great things that we're looking forward to. And a lot of it has to start in the downtown area, right?
Sure. I think that's something that's really worth talking about. There's a great effort going on. The Main Street program, Price City's a member of that, the state's pilot project with Brigham City. There's some great committees, a lot of energy. There's people working on historic renovation, design aspects. There's people working on promotions. There's people working on economic development type activities. There's a lot of effort with youth and getting the youth of the community involved in helping identify what the future and some of the public space ought to be in the downtown area. So a lot of great energy that way, and also needing input, needs people. So if anybody is interested in being a part of that group and helping be part of those solutions, please give us a call at the city. I'd be happy to help direct people to where they can be involved.
Now, you were talking, one of the things is, you know, a lot to do, and it's wrapped around businesses on Main Street. And, you know, we're talking facades and things of that nature. Speak to those for just a moment and what that really is going to entail and what that's going to look like.
Sure. There's some great energy. We've had some wonderful new businesses start up in the downtown area. And a lot of grant-funded opportunities with facade improvements. There's a current effort underway through the Association of Governments that's providing some grant funding to help downtown businesses with some signage to help with the you know, marketing the businesses, letting people know they're there, and just improving that corridor, the aesthetics, the level of commerce and activity. And I've said energy a couple of times, but I really think the energy is the important thing. And some new and some great property owners, some great business owers, and they know who they are. And we'll give them a little shout here to say thank you for what you're doing. It's making a difference, and keep it up.
And because once downtown gets, you know, straightened up and fixed, that's a lot. That'll bring people in. And have you looked at things like that as far as getting people downtown and those kinds of things?
Sure, that's a real focus. Not just people in general, but also students' connection with the university. And that you're right. The downtown area is it's a visual billboard in an area for the entire community. And I think we have some history and some things to be real proud of. And there's a lot of work and a lot of hurt feelings here and there. But things are really moving in a positive direction. So it's encouraging to see.
And, you know, that's one thing, too. We talk about the connection with the university. And, you know, something as simple as putting in bike lanes and things like that, get those students into the downtown area. Because at the end of the day, they're consumers, too. They've got money to spend. And helping them get to the downtown is probably a really important part. And it's been nice to partner with the university on those kinds of things.
Very much so. They're such a major part of our community. And as the whole community, not just Price City, as the whole Carbon Emery area transforms from some of the energy stables of the past, those things will be more and more important. And back to the university, I think it's worth really mentioning the wayfinding signs that you see around town. On the back of all those say Utah State University Eastern, and that's a really cool thing.
And that's where I was headed next with that's one of the great improvements that have been to the downtown area is all the wayfinding that kind of lets people know where things are that are changing that corridor there on, what is that, 3rd East?
3rd East and 1st North, the entrances into town. So there's, like I said, a lot of energy and a lot of people doing a lot of things. Some of it seems to be focused in the downtown on Main Street, but it is a community-wide effort, and we're proud of it and proud of the people that are involved.
All right. As we look forward through the rest of the year, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to?
Well, of course, we're looking forward to maybe a return to some business as usual after the pandemic, and we're looking forward to a great summer, hopefully back to things like International Days and all those activities, celebrate the community. And we're hopeful that business stays strong. We've seen good interest in business relocation. We've seen quite a bit of interest in residential development and relocation recently. And those are things that add a lot of literal value as well as aesthetic value and community value. And we're hoping to keep the ball rolling in the right direction.
All right. Nick Tatton with Price City, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us and giving us an update of what's going on.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.